everybody, what's going on? Rob Sisternino here, back with another Road to the Podcast Awards special here today for day 13, Sunday, March. What day is it? 15th, March 15th.
Yes, that's the date.
That's the date. And this one, we're actually recording early in the morning here on Sunday, March 15th. And Nicole has just woke up. All right. But Nicole, you're going to be excited for the podcast because nobody wants to hear you tired on the podcast, right?
I'm very excited.
Yes, very excited. Come on, get a little more alive, Nicole. Okay, I don't know what that was. So it was like a dead seal. Okay, so of course today.
Just don't talk.
All right, so that's right. That's right. That's spoken like somebody in the SEAL Mafia. Yes. Okay, so we are back here to remind you that today is another day you could vote for Rob's podcast for the podcast awards like you have been for the previous 14 days. And of course, Rob's podcast is nominated for podcast awards at podcastawards.com in the categories of Best Entertainment Podcast. Did you know that?
I did.
And People's Choice Podcast of the Year. And of course, we are answering one question a day here during this special reminder show. And those questions come to us from robhaswebsite.com/voicemail. All right, Nicole, here we go. Here is our voicemail of the day here. And this one comes to us from Kelly.
Ooh la la.
Hi, Rob and Nicole. This is Kelly, but definitely not Purple Kelly. I've been hearing you talk a lot about the interns that work for you, and I was just wondering exactly what they do for you. Like, when I tweet at you and you tweet me back, are you tweeting me back or are your interns tweeting me back? Thanks for all your hard work. Love the podcast.
All right, Nicole. Kelly wants to know, was that Purple Kelly?
She said it wasn't Purple Kelly.
Okay. So Kelly wants to know about the Rob Has a Podcast interns. And when is she tweeting to me? Are those interns that are answering her on Twitter?
Are you so big time that you can't even answer your own tweets?
Well, first off, let me just say that I am the only person who has access to the Rob Sisternino Twitter account. That is 100% me. Nobody else has ever tweeted for me on that account except for when I lost a bet to Tyson and he tweeted that I had diarrhea.
And that was disgusting.
Yes. I met somebody recently who somebody said, oh, this is Rob. And she's like, oh, okay, Rob. I was like, wait. She said, oh, Rob, the guy with diarrhea from Tyson? Yes, that's how somebody I met me.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And so, anyway, that is always me on my Twitter. If you got a response back from me on Twitter, that is from me. A lot of people ask, Rob, why do you favorite so many tweets?
Why do you?
The reason why I favorite so many tweets is because if I was going to write back to every single tweet or try to come up with it's not so much the writing back, it's the thinking of something funny to say that takes a long time. I think that would really distract me from everything that I have to do. So a lot of times I will just favorite things just as like, okay, just to let you know, I read it.
Facebook like.
Yeah, like I like it. That's I treat the favorite as you would the Facebook like button. And people are like, oh, why do you favorite everything? Well, I don't favorite everything. I only favorite what I agree with. So if you were to send me a tweet like, hey, Rob, you should host Survivor because Jeff Probst is an a-hole, I'm not going to favorite that.
In your mind, you might.
I will not. I won't. So if you send me something that so you could test me and see if I'll favorite everything, because I don't favorite everything. Uh-huh. I only favorite a tweet that I agree with the thought.
Yes.
Or if it's funny.
Yeah.
And if it's not funny and I don't agree with it, I won't favorite it.
Such first world problems.
It's not a problem. I'm just telling you my policy.
So many tweets, not enough time to respond.
Yes. There's enough time to respond. There's not enough time to write something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's a response.
All right. You're being such a stickler today. Anyway, as far as the Rob's Podcast interns, what do they do? At one point, there were many Rob as a Podcast interns. I would say probably close to 50 at the height of the Rob as a Podcast interns.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly what the interns were responsible for was one, that they were, you know, a very active part of the Rob is a Podcast community. And what they were responsible for is mostly research and going through and finding like what all the survivors are saying. And that job has really sort of been now helmed by a couple of people in Mark Solera and Taylor Cotter, and also Mike Shaheen has been working on that. And those are really have been like becoming like the project managers of that project every week, the social media segment that you hear on the show. Another thing that the interns have done for me in the past and continue to do is if you ever hear when we play games on the podcast, a lot of times that those games come out of people from the Rob is a Podcast interns group.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know, Nicole, you hate games. So I know that this is your, one of your least favorite parts of the podcast.
It depends what kind of game.
What kind of game do you like?
Usually something that you don't come up with.
Right. So if it wasn't from me, you like it if somebody else made it?
Yes.
Come on.
I have to be polite to other people.
I guess so. So really the truth is you hate all games. You're just embarrassed to say that that you don't mind hurting my feelings, but if it was hurting other people's feelings, you'll lie.
I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed. That's not the word.
you're trying to be nice. And instead of saying you hate every game that people have come up with, you just will say that you hate games that I've come up with?
Yes.
Okay, fine. How do you hate games?
I have a short attention span to be playing a long game.
What about a short game?
If it's short, no problem.
All right. So memo to anybody who's coming up with a game for the podcast. Nicole doesn't like it. Well, how long is too long?
Just give me a few minutes. Like Monopoly.
I've heard this before.
That's why I had to cheat.
Yes.
Okay. I had to keep it interesting.
That's why you could never play Survivor.
One of the reasons.
It's too long and you'd be bored.
Yes.
After a couple days.
Yes.
The challenges would be fine.
I think so.
Because they're short.
Are they short? They seem kind of long.
Depends how what the challenge is.
You know, I think that, I don't know about the challenges. They seem to have a lot of instruction, and I think I would get confused.
All right. So if it was one where you could just go in and like the ones like physically fight people, those would be better for you.
Oh, I'd rock that.
Okay. All right. So anyway, as far as games go on the podcast, that's another thing that the Rob is a Podcast interns have helped out with before in the past. And also sometimes like whether it's like skits or things that like involve certain sometimes some jokes have been written by people from the Rob is a Podcast interns. Some song parodies that you hear that aren't with me performing them, those have also been created by people from the Rob is a Podcast interns. And so really it's different things that have helped out with the podcast in various different ways.
Yes.
So not really so much on social media, with the exception of the post-show recap social media and also the Rob has a Podcast Twitter handle. Neither of those are run by me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have some help with that on social media. So, Nicole, I mean, that's pretty much it for the Rob has a Podcast interns.
Yeah. Well, bottom line is Rob can't do everything.
I can't do everything, and I need to, as the podcast has continued to grow, I'm realizing that I need to be able to pick my spots to be where I can focus my attention more and more. And, you know, that will continue to be something that's a struggle that I will hopefully learn how to do better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole, do you want to help take on more responsibility with the podcast?
Nope.
Why not?
I think that what you're doing is a good job.
Yeah, you think we're doing fine?
You're doing fine without me.
Doing fine without Nicole.
What would you give me to do?
Oh, what do you want to do?
I
want to
help. What do you want me to do?
Where could we use you?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yeah. If you had to give me a job, what would it be?
Just to show up every day for a podcast.
That's what I've been doing the past week.
Yeah. Well, it's not always easy to get you.
Well, I'm busy.
Okay. Yes, we know you're busy. Where's your YouTube video? That's all I have to say.
I'm going to make one.
Go for it.
It's going to be very boring.
Very boring. All right. Anyway, so thanks again for the question, Kelly. You could send in another question to us at robhasawebsite.com/voicemail for our road to the podcast awards. Nicole, the light is starting to be at the end of the tunnel. Only about like 10 or so days left on the podcast awards voting.
And when is the show?
The actual podcast awards, yeah. Those will be in Las Vegas on the week. I'm not sure the exact date. It's the week of April 15th, hosted by Dennis Miller.
Tax day.
Yes, it's that week. I don't think it's exactly the 15th, but hosted by Dennis Miller. Those will be live from the New Media Expo in Las Vegas.
It's exciting.
Where I'll be speaking. So let me know if you're going to be at New Media Expo in Vegas, because I would love to see you there.
I would love to see you there too, but I'm not invited.
Yes. I'm also going to be speaking at another conference that's going to be the day before on that Sunday. Which,
so fancy.
A lot of people want to have me go to conferences now.
Don't you get tired of talking? That's a stupid question.
I don't get tired of talking, but I lose my voice.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
What do singers do to like massage their vocal cords?
I don't know. I'll have to Google that. All right. If you know the answer to that question or much more, let us know. robisawebsite.com/voicemail and continue voting for the podcast awards if you feel like we deserve it at podcastawards.com.
We deserve it.
All right. Nicole, we have one more road to podcast awards to go here during our New York trip. And then the rest of the way, we'll be back at the RHAP studios / my apartment.
Home sweet home.
All right, everybody. Take care. Bye.